Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and very excited about having our good friend Jim Ballard back on. Jim is a longtime, multi-14-plus-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of many books, including the co-author of the whole Well Done series that's just done so well and taught so many people so many things. Also, Mind Like Water, also Little Wave, Old Swell, you start to get the picture. He's a very prolific thought leader on many topics, but especially the area of work-life balance, gaining and maintaining some balance in our lives, and we've turned to him over the years many times for this. He's our good friend, Jim Ballard. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much.
Jim, it's good to have you back. You know, Jim, the baby boomers... baby boomer generation, many of us in my generation are in what I'm going to call the fourth quarter of our career. And that could be, you know, and age is, let's say that age may not even be so much of a defining thing as it is these days. It used to be age was the big deal, was a big part of the retirement scenario, but now it's more a matter of attitude, I think. But still, many baby boomers can see can see retirement somewhere out on the horizon, and I'm not sure we all know what to think about that. Jim, what do you think?
Well, Jim, I'm going to tell you about two friends that are doing it very, very differently. One that I'll call Joe, and Joe has been a business leader throughout his career. I mean, really a leader. He's been CEO of several companies, and now that he's retired, he's still on the board of about five, so he's still flying around the world. My wife and I went to visit him and his wife, and it was a lot of fun. They live in a lovely home. But the first morning, we woke up, and we couldn't find him, and when they came in from their walk, which they do every morning, the wife particularly, and it was a very hot day, she just looked like she had to lie down. And both of them were just drenched in sweat and so on. Because the way that Joe does this is the way he does everything else. It's the walk is it's not even a power walk. It's competition. It's sort of like, you know, do it until you can't do it anymore. And he doesn't. There's something very desperate as we stayed with him for the rest of the day and listened, talked over dinner. There's something very driven and desperate about the way that Joe is doing so-called retirement. Because I looked up the noun retirement. It has several meanings that I wanted to mention. One is obviously the action of leaving one's job and ceasing to work. Mm-hmm. Another one is the withdrawal of a jury from the courtroom to decide their verdict. And I want to focus on withdrawal. That word withdrawal, because it goes on and talks about withdrawal into privacy or seclusion, or a place of privacy or seclusion, a retreat. So I think that there are two parts to retirement. And the other part is going to be illustrated by my other friend, whom I'll call Jen. And Jen and I were driving yesterday, so I had a long time to visit with her. She has just retired from a very successful career as a therapist, and she took her time. She spent the whole summer withdrawing from this from her clients because she is so practiced and so skilled that she had to set up each one of her clients with a new person or a new way of things because they depended on her so much.
She couldn't just say goodbye. She had to help them transition.
She really had to. And now when I talk with her, I say, what are you doing now? And basically her answer was, you know, Jim, I'm listening to myself. I could go out and start volunteering every place. Actually, where we were going was we were going to do a bedside sing. We're hospice volunteers, and We had a birthday of a 93-year-old lady that we went to sing to. But she, going on coming as in our drive, told me about how, you know, she doesn't want to go back into doing a lot of volunteering. She could do that. She's in demand. But she said, you know, and what I want to use is something that I read that says the emotional transition of retirement takes from 6 to more than 18 months. And the more you know about making the transitional trip, and the more you know about the new country, because you're starting a journey to a strange country.
Right.
You've never
strange
visited
land,
before.
Right.
You can feel scared and confused, but then exhilarated when you become accustomed to the new place. So I just wanted to mention one place that people might look, and it's Nancy Schlossberg's book, Retire Smart, Retire Happy. Because she lays out the transitional journey to retirement in three stages called moving on, moving out, letting go, moving through. And so as we talk, I want to compare these two ways of, you know, my friends illustrate, Joe and Jen. One is you don't know how to stop, so you just keep, even though you don't work anymore, you're still driven. You're still doing it just desperately. The other is kind of like you're going to a secret place of retirement, seclusion, retreat, listening to yourself, going inside, not knowing the answers, not keeping score anymore.
Right. Well, see, when I think about your friend Joe, you know, I don't think that he's failed in retirement because, I mean, just because you stop being a professional, just because you stop, you know, running a company or whatever, that doesn't mean your personality changes. That doesn't mean you're not still driven in whatever you do. I mean, he didn't retire from being Joe. He just retired from his job.
That's a good way to put it.
That's what I worry about with when I contemplate retirement, you know, years from now. You know, the idea of not having anything to do is just something I can imagine. And so,
of course.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm saying, Jim, is retirement could be a time to listen for the answers of what to do next, rather than to know them and dictate them. And
that's a really good point. And I do think that when we come back, we're going to talk about that listening thing a little bit more. You know what, folks? If you're in the fourth quarter of your career, you might want to start listening now. Going to take a quick break. Right back with Jim Ballard after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
And try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.